Shalom to all! You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we are going to be learning the last Aliyah in Parshas Chukas, that is Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, and Klal Yisrael continues on their way to Eretz Yisrael. And the Torah tells us, Vayishlach Yisrael Malachim, and Yisrael sent messengers, Al Sichon Melech Amori Lemar, to Sichon, the king of the Amori, saying, let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Vayishlach Yisrael Malachim. And from Makom Acher, another place, Toilah Shlichas Moshe, it seems to be that these messengers were sent by Moshe Rabbeinu. Shenemar it says, Vayishlach Malachim Midbar Kedemos. Vachain, another Pasuk tells us, Vayishlach Moshe Malachim. So who sent these messengers? Yisrael or Moshe Rabbeinu? We learn that these psukim, they need each other. This one closes, this one opens. Moshe is Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael is Moshe. The leader of the generation, he is like the entire generation. Because the leader is everything. So back to Chumash Pasuk Chav Beis, and this was the message they sent to Sichon, the king of Amori. Ebra bar tzecha, let us go through your land. Loi nita basad v'charim, we are not going to turn and go through the field or the vineyard. Loi nish demei be'er, we're not going to drink water from the well. Bederach ha-melech nelech, we're going to go the way of the king, meaning we're going to go through the main roads, ad asher naver gavlecha, until we go through your borders. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Beis. Ebra bar tzecha, afal pi shaloi nitzav l'uftech lehem b'shalom, even though they were not commanded to be peaceful towards them, bikshu mehem shalom, nonetheless they decide to be peaceful with them anyway. But let's see what happened. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chav Gimel, v'loi nasan sichan es Yisrael aver b'gvulei. Sichon did not allow Yisrael to go through his borders. Vayasef Sichon is kol amai, and Sichon gathered his entire nation. Vayeti likras Yisrael hamidbara, and he went to greet Bnei Yisrael in the midbar. Vayava Yatzah, and he came to Yatzah. Vayilachem Yisrael, and he fought against Klal Yisrael. Vayakehu Yisrael lefi charev, and Bnei Yisrael struck him by the sword. Vayirash es arzay me'arnoin ad yabayk ad Bnei Amoin, and they took over his land from Arnoin until Yabayk, up until Bnei Amoin. Why didn't they go past Bnei Amoin? Ki az gvul Bnei Amoin, because the border Bnei Amoin was very strong. Vayikach Yisrael kol arma ele, and Bnei Yisrael took all these cities. Vayeshev Yisrael b'chol Ari Amayri, and Bnei Yisrael dwelled in all the cities of the Amayri, b'cheshbon u'b'chol Bnei Yisrael, in Cheshbon itself and in all its surroundings. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Gimel. B'loi nasan Sichon. Why is that Sichon did not allow them to go through his land? Because all the kings of Canaan, of Eretz Yisrael, they would pay him taxes in order to guard them so that other armies do not go through his land, because his land was the border of Eretz Yisrael, and they paid him to ensure that no armies went through his land on the way to try to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Kivin Sh'amar Le Yisrael, once Klal Yisrael told him, Eber Bar Tzecha, we would like to go through your land. Amar Lehem, he told him, Kol Atzmi Inu Yeshev Kan El Hashem Mipneichem. The whole reason why I'm here is to protect them from you. Vatem Omrim Kach, and you're saying that I should let you through my land? Vayetzi Likras Yisrael, and he went to go greet Klal Yisrael with an army. And now we learn about Cheshbon, this city of Sichon. Ilu Haiso Cheshbon Melei Yatushim. If Cheshbon was full of just gnats and mosquitoes, in Kol Ber Yochel HaKavsha, no one would be able to conquer it because it was so fortified. Vim Hayo Sichon Bekfar Chalosh, and if Sichon himself was in a very weak city, in Kol Adam Yachal Kavshay, no one would be able to conquer it either because Sichon himself was very powerful. And for sure, when Sichon is in Cheshbon, it's impossible to conquer him. Amar Kosh Baruch Hu Hashem said, why should I trouble my children to go through all this? Latzra, call ear of ear to lay siege to every single city. So Nasan Blev Kol Anche Amucham Latzis Min Ayares. He put into the hearts of every person who was going to fight to leave their cities. V'niskapsu Kul Lamakam Echad. They all gathered to one place. V'sham Naflu, and they all fell over there. V'sham Halchi Yisrael El Arim Ve'in Oybel Negdom. Bnei Yisrael went to all the different cities, and there was no one to oppose them because everyone had left their cities. Ki Ein Shem Ish. There were no men left in the cities. El Anashim V'taf. Only women and children. The next pasuk in Rashi tells us Ki Az. The reason why Bnei Yisrael weren't able to go into the borders of Ammon is because the borders of Ammon were very strong. Why were they strong? Umahu Chazkai. What was their strength? Hasra Asa Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. It was the warning of Hashem. Shar Amalhem. He told them Al Titzurim. Don't incite them. Don't fight them. It wasn't because they were very powerful. It's because Hashem told Klal Yisrael that you're not allowed to start up with Ammon. Pasuk Chaf Hey just explains what does the word Benayseha mean? Kifarim Hasmuchim La. These are the surrounding villages around the city of Cheshbon. So let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf and try to understand what the city of Cheshbon was. Ki Cheshbon, Ir Sichon Melech Amayri Hi. Cheshbon was the city of Sichon, the king of the Amayri. V'hul Nilcham Melech Mayav Rishon, and he had fought with the first king of Mayav. V'yikach Kol Artsim Yaday Ad Arnon, and he took his entire land from him up until Arnon. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Chaf Gimel. V'hul Nilcham Lama Hotzach Likasev. Why is it that the Torah has to tell us that he fought with the king of Ammon and he took the city away from him? Lefisha Nemer, because it says in the pasuk Al Tatzar Es Mayav that we also had a command not to incite Mayav. We weren't allowed to start up with them. The Cheshbon Mishal Mayav Haysan. Cheshbon was originally a city belonging to Mayav. Kasevlanu Shesichon Lekachamahem. That's why the Torah over here tells us that Sichon had actually taken the city from them. Val Yaday, and through him, and meaning through Sichon, Tyrael Yisrael, it became permissible for Klal Yisrael to take it from him. Miyaday Mir Shusai, from his Rishos. And now back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf Zayin. Al Kain, about this war. Yaimru HaMoshlim, the Moshlim would say, who are the Mishlim. Rashi tells us that's talking about Bilam and Baar. They're the Mishlim. They're the ones that say parables. And they would say about this war that Sichain fought with Moav, Bayu Cheshbain, come to Cheshbain, Tibane v'Sichain and Ir Sichain, let it be built and reestablished as the city of Sichain. Ki Esh Yatzeh Mecheshbain, because a fire has come out of Cheshbain, meaning once Sichain conquered it, Lahava Mikiris Sichain, a flame from the city of Sichain. Achla Ar Moav, it consumed Ar of Moav, Baalei Bamais Arnoin, the masters of Arnoin's heights. Ailcha Moav, woe is to you, Moav. Avad Ha'am Kamaish, you are lost, people of Kamaish. Nasan Ban of Palatim, Ubenaisav Beshvis, Lemelech Amairi Sichain. He made his sons fugitives, his daughters captives, of the king of Amairi, who is Sichain. Vaniram Avan Cheshbain, and their kingship was lost from Cheshbain. Ad Divine, it was removed from Divine. Vanashim Ad Noifach, and we made them desolate all the way until Noifach, Asher Ad Medva, which reaches all the way until Medva. So let's see Rashi over here, Pasuch of Zayin. Al Kain, Al Oysam Lacham Shanilcham Sichain Mimayev, about this war that Sichain fought with Mayev, Yomer HaMashlim. This is talking about Bilam. Shenemar Bayit says about him, Vayisa Mashalai. HaMashlim, who are these Mashlim, plural? Bilam Uba'ar, Vahim Amru. They said, what did they say? Bayu Cheshbain, come to Cheshbain. Shalai Haya Sichain Yachal Kavsha, because Sichain was not able to conquer it by himself. Vahalach Vasachas Bilam Makalai, so he went to hire Bilam to curse it. Vizel Sharmalai Balak, that's why Balak told him, Ki Yadati Is Asher Tavarach Mavairach. I know that your words have power. You cursed Mayev that they should lose to Sichain, therefore I want you to curse Klal Yisrael. Tibane V'Sichainin, Cheshbain V'Shem Sichain Lias Iroi. It shall be established and built in the name of Sichain. It should be his city and not Mayev's city anymore. Pasach Chesen Rashi tells us, Ki Esh Yatzeh Mecheshbain, Misha Kasha Sichain. Once Sichain conquered it, jump to Rashi Pasach Avtes, Oilecha Mayev, Shekilu Es Mayev Shem Masur Biyadai, because Mayev was cursed that they should be given over in the hands of Sichain. Kimaish, who's Kimaish? Shem Elehe Mayev, this is the name of the God of Mayev. Nasan, Hanoisin, his Banav Shal Mayev, Platim, Nasan, who Platim Echerv, running away and fleeing from the sword, Vesbenoisa Bashvis, and the daughters were given over into captivity, and they were all handed over into Sichain's hands. Vaniram Avad Machos Shalahem, meaning their kingship, their sovereignty was lost. Avad Cheshbain Ad Divine, Malchus, their kingdom, the oil Shahayel Mayev Cheshbain, and the power that Mayev had in Cheshbain, Avad Misham was lost from there. V'chein Ad Divine, when the Pasuk says Ad Divine, Targum Shal Sar, the translation of Sar is Ad, Klaimar, meaning Sar near me Divine, the power has been removed from Divine also. And now we've just learned that Klal Yisrael conquered all of the Amairi, and so back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Vayeshev Yisrael be'eretz ha'Amairi, and Bnei Yisrael, they dwelt in the land of the Amairi. Vayeshlach Moshe l'Raglas Yazer, and Moshe sent to scope out, to spy Yazer, Ve'ilkadu b'nai Seha, and he conquered its surroundings, Vayeresha Samaresh Hashem, and he drove out the Amairi that was there. Let's see Rashi over your Pasuk Lamed Beis. Vayeshlach Moshe l'Raglas Yazer, Hamaraglam l'chaduha, the spies that he sent out, they're the ones that captured it. Amru, they said, Loin asak harshenim, we're not going to be like the original Meraglim, Betuchim anu b'kach tfilas Shal Moshe Lilachem, we are confident in the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu to go to war. So back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Vayifnu, and they turned, Vayalu Derech HaBashan, and they went up by the way of the Bashan, Vayetze Oig Melech HaBashan Likrasam, and Oig the king of Bashan, he went out to greet them, Hu V'chol Ami LaMochama Edrei, him and his entire nation, they went out for war at the place called Edrei. Vayimar Shal Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, Al Tiro Oisai, do not fear him, Ki Biyotcha Nesati Oisai, V'skol Amai V'es Artsai, because in your hands I will give him and his nation and his entire land. V'asiso Leik Hashem, and you're going to do to him like you did to Sichain, the king of the Amairi, Asher Yeshev B'Cheshbain, which dwells in Cheshbain. Vayaku Oisev Ezbanav Ezkol Amai, and Bilti Hishir Lois Sarid, Vayishuas Artsai. And he struck him and his sons and his entire nation until there was no one left. Now let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Daled. Al Tira Oisai. Now why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu would be afraid? Moshe Rabbeinu was not the type to be afraid. Shoyim Moshe Yareli Lachim. Moshe was afraid to fight with him. Shema Tamalai Zchus Shal Avram. Perhaps the Zchus of Avram Avinu is going to be on Oig Melech HaBashan's behalf. Shenemar says in the Pasuk, Vayavai Palit, and the Palit came, and he told Avram Avinu the light was captured. And who's the Palit? Who Oig? Shapalit Minar Afayim Shehiku Kedar Al Armim Chaver Vashres Karnayim. This is talking about Oig. He ran away when there was the war of the four and five kings. He was the one that ran away from there, because Shenemar says in the pasuk, Rak Oig Mel Chabashan Nishar Miyasar Afayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu, he wasn't afraid of Oig Mel Chabashan because he was a giant. He was afraid that perhaps he had his chos from Avram Avinu, and that's what was going to save him. So that's why Hashem told him, don't be afraid. Pasuk Lamed Hayin Rashi tells us, Vayaku Oisai Moshe Haragai Moshe. Rabbeinu himself was the one that killed Oig. Kedisa b'brachas b'haraya akartur batlas parsi, and we have a whole story over there. And back to Chumash Perek Chav Beis Pasuk Aleph. Vayisu b'nei Yisrael, and b'nei Yisrael traveled vayachnu ba'arvis Mayev, and they encamped in the plains of Mayev me'aver liyarden Yerichai, on the bank of the Yarden, the Jordan River, opposite Yerichai. And with this, we conclude Parshas Chukas. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos. Shalom to all, and welcome back to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we are going to be learning the first Aliyah in Parsha's Balak, that is Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Beis. Now, Balak was the king of Moav, and he hired Bilam to curse the Bnei Israel. Who was Bilam? Chazal teach that Bilam was a Navi with the same level of Nevuah as Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem granted him this ability so the nations couldn't complain that they don't have anyone like Moshe. The problem is that Bilam used his powers for the wrong things. He had the unique ability to discern the one moment of the day Hashem judges and would utilize that to curse others, as we learned about in last week's Parsha already. So let's see what happened over here. Vayar Balak ben Tzippor, and Balak ben Tzippor saw Eis Klasher Asa Yisrael Amairi, everything that Yisrael did to the Amairi. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Beis. Vayar Balak ben Tzippor, Eis Klasher Asa Yisrael Amairi. Amar, he said, Elu Shnei Malachim, these two kings, talking about Sichon and Og, Shayinu Betuchim Aleim, we were reliant on them. Loi Amdu Bifneim, they weren't able to stand in front of Klal Yisrael. Anu Alachas Kam Vakama, for sure we're not going to be able to stand in front of Klal Yisrael, and we're going to lose. Lefikach, therefore, the next Pasuk says, Vayagar Mayav. Let's go back up to Chumash, Pasuk Gimel. Vayagar Mayav Bipnei Am. Moav was afraid in front of the nation, Ma'ayid, very much, Kiravhu, because they were great and numerous. Vayakatz Moav Mipnei Bnei Yisrael, and Moav was disgusted because of the Bnei Yisrael. Vayemar Moav Zikne Midyan, and Moav said to the elders of Midyan, Ato now, Yalachu Akahal is called Sveisenu, the congregation is going to lick up all of our surroundings, Kilchai Hashar, Eser Akasade, like an ox licks up the greenery of the field. Valak Ben Tzippor, Melch Moav Beisahi, and Balak Ben Tzippor, he was the king of Moav at that time. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Dalud. El Zikne Midyan, Rashi says, they always hated each other, Midian and Moav. Shenemar, it says, Hamakas Midian Bistay Moav, Shobo Midian Al Moav L'Mochama. Midian and Moav always fought with each other. Elami Yerasan Shal Yisrael Asu Shalom Beinem. It's because they feared Klal Yisrael, that's why they made peace with each other. Umar Ra Moav Lital Itzim Midian. What exactly did Moav see that they decided, let's go ask advice from Midian? Kivan Shiroas Yisrael Netzchim Shalakim Minig Olam. Since they saw that Klal Yisrael, they were winning, and it was not natural. This is not normal to be winning like this. Amru, they said, Manhigam Shal Elu Bemidian is Gadol. We know that their leader, talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, he grew up in Midian. Nishal Mehem Mamidase. Let's go ask what his Mida is. What's his unique character trait? Amru Lahem, so they said, Ein Kayach El Bepiv. His Kayach, his power is with his mouth. Amru, they said, Af Anu Nave Oleim, but Adam Shekayach Bepiv, we're also going to go against them with someone who his power is in his mouth. Kil Kayach Hashar. Why is they said that they're going around like an ox licks up the greenery? Kol Mash Hashar Malachich, anything that an ox licks up, Ein by Simon Bracha, there's no Bracha in that. Ba'isahi, the Pasuk said, at that point in time, he was the king of Moav. What's his emphasis? Lehi Roy Lamalchus. Really, he shouldn't have been a king. Minasichin Midian Haya. He was one of the princes of Midian. Vekim Shemei Sichin. Since Sichin had died, Minua Lehim Utsarech Shah. So they just appointed him for that point in time, but he really wasn't supposed to be the king. So let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Hey. Vayishlach Malchim El Bilam Ben Ba'ar, and he sent messengers to Bilam Ben Ba'ar. Pisaira to Pisar, Asher Al Nahar Eretz Bnei Amai, which is by the river of the land of his people, meaning Balak's people. Likrei Lai, to call to him, meaning to call to Bilam. Lamar saying, Hine am yatsim Mitzrayim, behold, a nation has come out of Egypt. Hine chisas ein ha'aretz, it has covered the entire land. Vehu yashiv muli, and it's sitting right in front of me. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Hey. The word Pesaira is also Aramaic for money changer. Kashal chani hazesh, hakol meritzin lo yamayis, just like a money changer, everyone rushes their money to him. Kach kol melachim meritzin lo yagresen, all of the kings would rush their letters to Bilam. The simple understanding is, the place was called Pisar, Eretz Bnei Amai. Why is it the Pasuk emphasizes that it was the land of his people, Shel Balak, meaning the people of Balak? Misham Haya, Balak was originally from Midian. And this one, meaning Bilam, used to say Nevuah and say about Balak, you're going to end up being the king. Now, if you're going to say, says Rashi, why did Hashem give his Shechina, rest his Shechina on a guy, on a non-Jew who's a Rasha? And we already said this in the introduction. So that the other nations shouldn't have an opening to say, if we would have had Nevi'im, then we would have become better. So he gave them Nevi'im. They impart together our Olam, and they ended up breaking through all the boundaries. Originally, all the nations, they were very careful about immorality. And this one, talking about Bilam, he told them they should just be mafker themselves to immorality, and we're going to learn about that at the end. The Pasuk says, L'kroi Lai, to call to him. So obviously they're calling to him. What do we learn from here? Hakriya Shalai Haisa. It was for him, Ulan Ase, for his benefit. Shahaya Paisuk Leimam and Harbe, because Balak was telling him, I'm going to give you a lot of money. So Balak had sent him, he said, Am Yatsim Mitzrayim, a nation has left Mitzrayim. And Vem Timer Mam Zikcha, if you're going to say, so why do they damage you? Like, what do you care if they left Mitzrayim? Hinekisis Ein Haaretz, Sichon Va'ayg, they covered the land of Sichon and Ayg, Shayu Shayim Maisanu, they were guarding us. Amdu Alein Varagum, they stood up against them and they were killed. Sichon and Ayg, big loss to their lives, and we are going to be next. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Vav. Go and curse this nation for me, because it's way too strong for me. Perhaps, because of this curse, I will be able to strike it and chase it out of the land. Because I know, he whom you bless is blessed, or you are, but he whom you curse, he's cursed. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Vav. Perhaps I and my nation are going to be able to strike them. Another way of understanding it is Lashon Mishnahu. It means slowly chipping away at them. At least to cause a little bit of a diminishment in them. I know through the war of Sichon, you helped Sichon strike Moav, so I know that you have this power. And back to Chumash Pasuk Zayin. Vayelchu Ziknei Moav Ziknei Midian, and the elders of Moav and Midian went, Uksamim Biyadam, and their charms were in their hands, Vayavayu El Bilam, and they came to Balaam, Vayedabru Elav Dibrei Balak, and they spoke to him the words of Balak. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Zayin. What does that mean, their charms were in their hands? Uksamim Biyadam, call me Niksamim, all sorts of charms. Shalai Yomer, so that he shouldn't say, Enkle Tashmishi Imi, my different trinkets and charms aren't with me, so I'm not able to do my magic. Therefore, they brought the magic with them. Davarach, another way of understanding, Kesem Zen Natul Biyadam Ziknei Midian. The elders of Midian, they had some sort of Kesem, which is a charm or a trick or a sign that they had. Amru, they told themselves, Im Yava Yamanu Pamazois, if he comes with us this time, Yesh Bei Mamash, that means that he's a serious person and we can rely on him. Vimiyat Chenu, but if he pushes us off, Ein Bei Ta'elas, then we're not going to get anything from him. Lefikach, therefore, Ksha'am Lehem, when he told them, Linu Fai Halaila, why don't you sleep here? Amru, they said, Ein Bei Tikva, there's no hope over here. Hinichuv Halchulhem, so they left him and they walked away. Shinemar says, Vayeshvu Sari Mayav in Bilam, and the officers of Mayav, they stayed with Bilam, Aval Ziknei Midian Halchulhem, the elders of Midian had already left. Back to Chumash Pasuk Ches, Vayemar Aleim, and he said to them, meaning Bilam told them, Linu Fai Halaila, sleep here for the night, Vashivaisi Eschem Davar, and then I'm going to give you a response, Kasher Didaber Hashem Eloi, like Hashem tells me. Vayeshvu Sari Mayav in Bilam, and the officers of Mayav stayed with Bilam. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Ches. Linu Fai Halaila, he said, stay here for the night. Why did he say that they should stay overnight? Ein Recha Kadesh Sharalav El Balaila. Recha Kadesh only rested on him at night. V'chein L'chon V'yei Umas Ha'ilam. All the prophets of the nations of the world, they only had Nevuah at night. V'chein Lavan V'chalayim Alayla. Lavan too. Hashem appeared to him at nighttime. Shenemar says, V'yevel Hakim Alavan Ha'arami B'chalayim Alayla. Why is this? Like a person who goes to his mistress and he's trying to hide when he does so. He knows that he's doing something wrong and therefore he tries to hide when he does it. So too, Kaviyachal, when Hashem appears to the Umas Ha'ilam, he in a way is hiding, so therefore he only does it at night and not during the day. Had said, if he allows me to go with people like you, so then I'll go with you. Perhaps it's not honorable to Hashem that I should go with people like you. Perhaps I should go with people who are more important than you. But Yeshvu, Lashayin Akava, they lingered around over there. Back to Chumash Pasuk Tes, and Hashem came to Bilam. And he said, who are these people with you? And Bilam said to Hashem, Balak ben Tzipor, Melech Moav Shalach Eloi, Balak ben Tzipor, the king of Moav, he sent them to me. Behold, this nation is coming out of Mitzrayim, and they covered the entire land. Now go curse them for me. Perhaps I'm going to be able to fight them and drive them away. So let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tes, what exactly was going on in this conversation between Hashem and Bilam. Hashem had asked Bilam, Mi anashim ha'ele imach, who are these people with you? He was just giving him room to error. Bilam could say, Pa'am she'ena kol ga'il lefanav, you know, maybe not everything is revealed in front of Hashem. Ein da'atei shava alav, he's not 100% aware. Afani era es she'uchal kal v'yavin, perhaps now I'm going to be able to have a time that he's not paying attention, and then I'm going to curse them, and he's not going to know about it. And Hashem was giving him that ability to do so by asking him, who are these men, as if Hashem didn't know who the men were. So Pasuk Yudin Rashi, Bilam had said, Balak ben Tzipor, the king of Moav, he sent them to me. Even though I'm not so important in your eyes, Hashem, I'm very important in the eyes of other kings. Pasuk Yud Aleph in Rashi, he had said that Balak wanted me to be kava them, to curse them. Zu kasha me arali, this is far worse than the arali that Balak really had said. Shu noikev umafarish, the word kava or lakhoiv is to specify and state the curse very clearly, which is much stronger than la arais, to curse with aleph resh hey. The gerash tivin chase him away, mina oilam, from the world. Balak loy amar elav agarshenu mina aretz. Balak only said that he wants to chase them away from the land. Balak, all he wanted was to get the Yidden away from him. Ubilam hayasayinim yosim Balak. Bilam hated them more than Balak, and so he used the word gerashtiv to chase them out of this world and be completely rid of them. So back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Beis. Vayomer l'kim al Bilam. Hashem said to Bilam, loy se lechimayim, do not go with them. Loy se arsa'am, do not curse the nation, ki baruchu, because it's blessed. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Beis. Hashem said, loy se lechimayim, don't go with them. Amr loy, so Bilam responded, im kain, akalim im kaimi. Okay, so I'll curse them right here. I won't go. Amr loy, Hashem responded, loy se arsa'am, do not curse them. Amr loy, so Bilam said, okay, im kain avarchim, I'll bless them. Amr loy, Hashem told him, einam tzrichim v'chasecha, they do not need your blessing, ki baruchu, because they're already blessed. Mashal erm letzira, it's like a parable, you tell a wasp, loy mi dovshech, loy mi uktech, not from your honey and not from your sting. So Hashem was telling Bilam, you do not need to go with them, don't curse them, don't bless them, just stay far away, don't go anywhere near them, don't say anything, they don't need you, not your curses and not your blessings. We're going to stop here for the day and see what happened tomorrow with the next Aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.